Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. But before we get some foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament, and we argue each round till we decide a winner, Nick. What criteria do we use when we decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
We are talking about the most important meal of the day. You got to start with it. It's the best way to get your day started right. Make sure you get your 3 square meals in a day. Nick, how many times a week do you actually eat breakfast?
Every day.
Oh, wow.
Actually, every single day. Well, so I make my wife breakfast, right? Because she goes off to work. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, make breakfast is a very strong term for like, sometimes I put some toast in with like some yogurt or, you know, I'm not whipping up. She's not getting omelets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then usually whatever I make for her, I make a little bit for myself, or because I work from home after she leaves, then I make an omelet.
Yeah, like, well,
I don't have time.
I don't have time to make two.
What is she going to eat an omelet on the drive? Like, the math doesn't even make sense when you think about it.
Through Christ, all things are possible. So,
yeah, well, true. Unfortunately, my wife doesn't believe in that. You know me, I've been a Christian my whole life, but my wife is the one
we've talked about her walk plenty of times.
I don't know how you and I both, two men of Christ, two men of the cloth, almost men of the cloth, I would say. I think we're almost at that level. Two hedonistic, atheistic women who just try to ensnare our souls. But what we're going to get them one of these days, Cody.
One of these days, I'm going to catch her reading the Bible, and I'm like, I got you. I win.
I knew you'd find the good word eventually.
I knew you'd love that good word.
Folks, we are here in Group B to talk about those great breakfast meals. And here, once again, we made a list of 16. We sent it off to our bracketologist. They kick it back to us, randomized it for us. And now we're going to talk about them in our 4 different groups and then the champions of those will go to a final 4. And here we are in Group B. So go listen to Group A if you haven't already. We have the 4-seed breakfast burrito going up against the 13-seed. I'm going to say this is fresh fruit, but also let's throw yogurt in there. Make a little parfait if you want to. Make yourself a smoothie with those ingredients. I'll even give you smooth. That's actually a big one that I make for my wife as a smoothie. In the next matchup, we'll have the 5-seed scrambler going up against the 12-seed, just a classic 2-egg breakfast. One thing to note is that all of these meals, unless it doesn't really make sense, would include a potato side and a piece and meat if you would like that. So, Cody. Mm-hmm.
Let's start with breakfast burrito and fresh fruit because in this bracket, you're really making a decision about the rest of your day is what we need to focus on here. This is not between these two. At breakfast burrito, you are leveraging that you're I'm going to get a nap in. You know where I'm at. If we go to breakfast and I get the breakfast burrito, you know I'm looking for that nap. I'm looking for that midday. Maybe we'll get a little, maybe a little baked. We just play some video games or something. If I get the fresh fruit, we going out, dog. We going to the beach. We're hitting it hard.
We made night plans, so now our breakfast plans include fresh fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I don't know, it's very true. If I don't know what the day looks like, I'm like, well, that breakfast burrito will set the pace. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Or did you just not want to eat the rest of the day? Were you like, you know what? I'm going to take all my caloric content right away at the beginning
just
of the day.
It right now.
And that way, I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm ripping shots. I'm like, I did have that breakfast burrito. This ain't going to do nothing.
I'm ready. I got a base, dude. I have a foundation that'll support me for the rest of my life. Ah, man, you got to get that breakfast burrito, though, don't you? Every time I see a breakfast burrito. Dude, I'm so stupid, too. I'll see a breakfast burrito at, like, McDonald's. I'll see a breakfast, like, that's not going to be good, but I get it every time. What am I doing here?
I want to talk about this because I agree with you 1,000,000%. It's just the best delivery device. Let's be clear. A burrito is the best delivery device for most foods. I'll die on that hill.
Yeah, dude, I've had spaghetti burritos. Slap. Yeah,
orange chicken burrito. Done.
Badass.
we're not just talking about like, oh, just like Mexican food. No. Food is best when delivered to you via this mechanism. But like you said, you point out something very important is that
I always do, Nick. You got to read between the lines with me, but I'm always there. I got my finger on the pulse.
Yes. Yes, you do. And if I like Cody, Cody lives, and I'm not trying, you know, I'm not trying to give away your location. You can edit all this out. Cody lives two blocks away from a great, and I mean that as someone who lived in Southern California, I lived in San Diego. I was next to I was within walking distance of it, no less than seven breakfast burrito places. Cody lives next to a great breakfast burrito place, two blocks down. That place, that's where you get breakfast burritos. Mm-hmm. But then what happens is, you're right, I go to a Perkins, I go to an IHOP, and I look on their menu like, hey, we got a breakfast burrito. We got it. What? And I'm like, I do love that. Yeah. Let me get your breakfast burrito. And that, whatever that is, we need to talk about, that's more like a breakfast, like, I don't know, like a chimichurri, like an enchilada.
Dude, if you get a gas, yeah, I'll eat gas station burrito. I'm not too proud. But you bite into one of those and it's just like brown slop. Like, if there's no delineation about what's going on in this burrito, this isn't a this is just slop wrapped in tortilla, and that's not a burrito.
If I bite into it, I should be able to see potato, egg, cheese, and meat if I've added that, and salsa. Yeah. Those need to be present. But then, like I said, there's your version, like you said, which is just slop in it. And you're like, oh, that's none of it. Or the Denny's one where it's like, it's technically all of the ingredients.
Yeah, dude.
But for today, you could not pick it up and eat it as a burrito, which already then disqualifies it from being a burrito. Absolutely. Put it on a plate for you. I'm like, no, you wrap a burrito in tinfoil. Like, that's how you deliver a burrito to someone.
I've got to eat this on the run. I'm trying to outrun the law, Nick. I got, when I was in the last night we were in Japan, I went and hung out with my friend Dennis, who lives there, right? And he was like, you've had all this great Japanese food. Let's have something you never thought you'd have. He took me to a place in Tokyo, Japan called Kevin's Mexican Food. Now, this is exactly what Nick described. I got the burrito. And when I looked in there, yes, it was meat, potatoes, salsa, and cheese. But what I had was not a burrito. I don't know what that was. Right. The Japanese have not figured out burritos yet, especially at a place named Kevin's. But there's laws, and you can't break the laws about the breakfast burrito.
And I feel like you and I need to start like a bureaucracy or something. Like, we need to go in and like, you send us your breakfast burritos and we will go try them, and we will then tell, hey, you're no longer allowed to use the term burrito. This is not.
We have to, I want a copyright. I want another thing like copyright, like trademark, that has a little signal right at the side, you know, copyright, C circle on the side of the thing. I want that on certified Nick and Cody burritos. When you go to a restaurant and if you see the FCP logo in little letters over to the side, you know this burrito's certified, baby.
Hey, that is a real burrito. You're going to be able to pick it up. You're going to be able to eat it with your hands. That's the point of this. That's the problem. Now, is that a big enough problem? Because we all can agree, fresh fruit's great. A nice little fruit, right? Maybe, I know, I'm going to say it. I know you don't like it, but a little fruit and cottage cheese.
Get out of here. Here's the problem. A breakfast burrito can be a 1 to 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh fruit is always a 6. There's no way to fuck it up. You can't get it to 10. You can't get it to 1. It's 6. It's fruit.
Yeah.
So what are you going consistency? Not me, dog. I'm never going to dream about fresh fruit. I dream about a breakfast burrito that Nick took me to in San Diego sometimes. I wake up thinking about a burrito. That's never going to happen with a piece of strawberry. No, fuck off.
That's the thing too. Even if you're like, man, that was a really great strawberry I had. I'm even guaranteed the next strawberry in this dish is good, right? We've all had grapes where you're like, oh, great grape. Oh no, what this grape died. It's dead. What should have fallen off? Yeah, you just can't.
My trust grape.
And like, yeah, you gotta roll that dice on these burritos. Like, you got to. Fresh fruit, you're like, I know I'm lying to myself.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go for a run. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, I'm trying to set myself up, but I'm like, I know who you are.
If you see me eating fresh fruit breakfast, like a little parfait, a little yogurt, and you're like, oh, Cody, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just, trying to eat healthy. Bullshit, dog. I'm hungover and I'm afraid I can't keep down the breakfast burrito. Don't let people try to pull the wool over your eyes.
Yeah, no, I was going to say the exact same thing. I was like, no, if I'm having fresh fruit, it means I'm hungover. And I'm fighting for life right now.
Yeah, dude,
I'm like,
you see me eating that healthy, just know that I am struggling on my walk with Christ right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The internal combustion is like, hey man, we are dangerously low on vitamin C. we have none of the vitamins to run this unit. You got to get some shit in here and fast, brother. And I'm like, breakfast burrito, like that has nothing. That you cannot do that.
It's gotta be. We need something with bright colors, preferably vegetables, but I know your dumb ass isn't gonna have a kale smoothie. So put some strawberries in there and let's go.
Right. Oh man. Yeah. Fresh Fruit, thank you for all you do. But I mean, we're gonna be moving Breakfast Burrito on here, where it will go up against the 5-seed Scrambler or the 12-seed, just a 2-egg breakfast. Cody, do you like the innards of your breakfast burrito? This is what we like to call the naked breakfast burrito. I feel like a scrambler is going to be, for anyone who's wondering, we're talking about you take your hash browns or your country potatoes. You're going to pile on a bunch of cheese on there, maybe melted cheese if you're getting crazy. We're going to put eggs. We're going to put meat. We're going to put salsa. We're going to toss veggies. And we're just going to fucking whip that up for you. You're going to mix it up, all the foods, get that shit on a fork and eat and just go to town on it. Is there something that's just beautiful? Is there something just, I feel like it's not American, but some reason it feels like it. Like that diner, I got 2 sunny side up eggs. I got a little bit of toast. I got my bacon and I got my hash browns. And this was $5 in, 1970. But sometime at some point it was $5.
My wife has learned to live with this, but she still comments on it often. And that is when I get breakfast, if I get the scrambler or I get the 2 eggs, this is just me. When I get this, it's going to turn into the same thing on my plate. I slop that shit up.
Fair.
I mix it up. Ketchup, hot sauce, everything's going into one big pile and I'm putting it on toast and it's going into my mouth that way. So basically what I'm trying to say is the scrambler saves me time because it's already half done.
You got to see how the restaurant wanted to have a little fun with it, right? Are they doing a nice Mexican inspired one? Maybe we're tossing in a couple fajita veggies.
Yeah, what are we doing over here? But honestly though, I want the yolk. I want my over easy eggs to mix in that slop. Cause I need without, if I get a scrambler, it's not wet enough to really slop it up nice. You know what I'm saying?
It's gotta be
nice and
enough.
Sloppy. Oh dude. I want it to look like I'm playing with sand at the beach. I could stick these hash browns together and make a castle if I want to. Not gonna, but I'm capable.
But the structural integrity is being provided by these yolky boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of two minds on the 2 eggs, right? Like, I like it. It's nice. It always appeals, right? It just looks pretty. You're like, yeah, that's breakfast. That's what breakfast looks like. But there's the part of me then that's also mad because I'm like, Nick, this is the one you could have done at home, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's something about, like, maybe not the hash browns, right? Maybe hash browns is where it takes it over into the diner experience. But, like, you couldn't have whipped up 2 eggs, toast, and put a little bacon in the air fryer for yourself? Like, really,
absolutely.
Dog? You could have done it?
First
of
all. You
wanted to pay $9 for this?
First of all, to people who have that mindset, this is what I'd like to say. Fuck off for a minute. Because I want breakfast and I'm at a breakfast place. Don't shame me for what I want to eat here. If I wanted to eat fucking scrambled eggs with bacon, I could have made that home. Absolutely. Yeah. But I didn't. So fuck you. I'm eating it here. Mind your own goddamn business.
Cody, you are coming. Get the
steak and eggs if you think you're better than me.
Cody, I want to say, I don't know what it is. I don't mean to say this a little early. You are just spitting truth on the breakfast people right now. You're releasing so much from people's insides right now, just being like, no, you order yourself a 2-egg special. That's fine. Fuck them. Fuck them. You're right. And also, let's not lie about it. It is better there. Just because you could have made it at home doesn't mean that their version isn't better. Obviously, it is. They're using way more butter than you would ever consider using in your life to make this food. So,
yeah, don't let your own thoughts gatekeep what you can have for breakfast is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That also being said, I think I'm sticking with the 2-egg classic because I'm going to slop this boy up nasty good is what I'm going to do. And the scrambler isn't wet enough. I like to slop it up myself. Nick, here's the thing though. On TV shows, when you see people like order breakfast, right? They always get the 2 eggs bacon. It looks beautiful on the plate. And then they take their fork and they cut a little piece of egg and eat the egg. Has anyone ever done that?
What is that? Is the queen around? Is that what I have? Is that why we're doing this? No. No human being I've ever eaten. And if they did, I'd immediately be like, Woody, why are you doing it like
that? Yeah, I'd instantly be like, you got to slop that up nasty style. What are you doing?
I can understand. Here, I can live with if you're someone who like, no, I like to eat my separate pieces one at a time. But even so, everyone knows the way you eat an egg is you just stab egg, pull up with fork, and you just get as much as you can in your face.
I'm from the school of slop it up nasty. I do not like the whole idea of taking an egg to the dome, dude.
Let me be clear. I'm a slop it up nasty too, but I'm saying I want to respect those. My wife is I like to eat my things separate, individually.
Hey, I get that as well, but you can't take a whole egg to the dome. You can't just take a whole egg to the dome.
You also can't cut out dainty triangles of eggs.
I know. You can't. That's why you either slop it up nasty or you don't get eggs. You don't.
There's no way.
Some people don't deserve eggs. Okay. I know what I said before about not shaming people, but you don't deserve eggs if you're not going to do it right.
If you're not going to slop them up nasty style.
I'm not getting the 2 eggs, dude. I don't know where you're at.
I think I'm with you here on the 2 eggs because the thing with the scrambler is a lot of time. I'm with you. I'm already going to scramble this shit up anyway. I don't need your help. And I'm going to do it my way. They either might not do it right or. I feel like sometimes they're like, hey, do you want to get our Western scrambler? And now you've added too much shit to it that I'm like, I don't need onion rings in my scrambler.
Also, I fucking don't like it when they throw the hash browns in the scrambler and then they're like, you give me these soggy brown boys? No, I want them crispy as fuck and then I'm going to sog them up.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. It's like you didn't care about, yeah, you made it soggy. I want crispiness all the way through. As I'm biting into my sloppy boy, I want a crispy sloppy boy, not just a sloppy boy.
Yeah, people out here don't understand. I know that's why I knew you were a sloppy sick son of a bitch.
You knew it. Oh, dog.
I'm just always, like me, dog.
Always a sloppy boy. All right.
Hey, real recognize real.
Always. All right. So we have the breakfast burrito going up against a classic 2 egg breakfast. Cody, I feel I can sense where our hearts are. Mm-hmm. So I want to take one moment to say, hey, let's put ourselves outside of this for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because do you think that the majority are more of a 2 egg than a burrito? But to you, I say you just haven't had the right burrito.
Okay. Yeah. So are you leaning towards that burrito life? Is this where the angle you're coming at?
It's hard for me to deny myself, but I also feel like, I feel like most people, when they think breakfast burrito, they're thinking of either, like you said, it's either that gas station bullshit, McDonald's, or that Denny's just like rolled up. Like basically they just took a scrambler.
And rolled it in a tortilla. That's not
rolled
a
it in
breakfast
a tortilla.
Burrito. No.
Put that on a plate and we're like, that's burrito. And it's like, that's not burrito. That's something different, but it's not burrito. So I feel like for so many people, they're like, no, it's just too much. It's too much stuff. And I'm like, you haven't tried the bliss.
I'm torn here because part of my heart is reaching out towards breakfast burrito to grab it and take it in and hold it forever. Because nothing hits quite like, man, Nick, what that one place you took me in San Diego, we sat in the corner at that round booth and they gave me a breakfast. Oh, my God. Hash browns were so crispy. The eggs were perfectly cooked. Guys, I can't understand. It was like scrambled eggs, but when you bit it, it was soft and almost melted. It was like Gordon Ramsay out there making these fucking scrambled eggs. The salsa was green and it was hot and sweet and it was so good. I think about this burrito. It haunts my nightmares, okay?
Yeah.
But there's something about 2 eggs. That's when I close my eyes and think breakfast, I think of the eggs. I think of my sloppy mess.
I agree. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the breakfast burrito is something that it's like I hold it up. It's like, I do think this is maybe the best delivery for breakfast. But at the same time, like you said, if you said, Nick, think of a breakfast right now, I'm thinking 2 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But
two
I also,
eggs,
but to be fair, okay, here's the thing though. Here's where I think for me, I think I'm going to go breakfast burrito. And it's not even 2 eggs fault. It's the restaurants that think they have any goddamn right to serve me 2 egg breakfast and charge more than $10 or charge.
Oh yeah.
Like this is
egregious.
I get that you can't charge $5. I understand economics. I understand that you can't charge $5 for this anymore, even though that's what its value is. But if you cross a $10 threshold and all you are providing me is a couple pieces of toast, hash browns, 2 eggs, however I want them, and 2 slices of any meat of my choice. And you can fit, you can be like, these are Applewood, thick cut, smoked from Berserk, Wisconsin. They're the best you could find. And these eggs are you could go meet the chicken yourself. These potatoes are harvested from our local garden that's made with blind, that's hosted by blind nuns. I don't give a fuck, dude. You dare? How dare you? This does not need to be elevated. It's two eggs, toast, hash browns, meat, and I'm gonna slop it up. So how dare you? How dare the arrogance of some of these places I've been to think that it is okay? And I'm like, you're desecrating this classic's name. This is like playing Johnny Cash at a child's birthday party. It is not, you're ruining it. No one here is getting the value out of it that they're supposed to now. You're just desecrating the name.
I understand. I get what you're saying, and I love that. I'm going with two eggs because at the end of the, when there's bombs going off and there's gunfire, even people like me and you who are wavering from our walk with Christ in that moment because it's so terrifying, I want two eggs, hash browns, toast, bacon looking at me in that foxhole because I know that they're going to be, I know that, like, I don't know if breakfast burrito is going to be there, you know, but two eggs is.
Breakfast burrito might be with your girl.
Breakfast burrito might be with your girl, dude.
Breakfast burrito is back home because he was like, I got bone spurs. Now breakfast burrito's back home with your girl being like, no, he's going to come home. And if he doesn't, like, I'm always like, he told me, like, I'll take care of you. Like, don't worry about it. Like, you're like, break you dirt. Cause I'll tell you right now, not only has breakfast burrito been in your dreams, took my wife to that same burrito spot. Guess what's in her dreams? Like, breakfast burrito is out here trying to get it, okay?
Nick, what do you know the name of that spot you took me?
Vallarta.
Vallarta. Oh, my God. People.
Vallarta in, San Diego, in to... Pacific Beach. If
Guys,
for any...
By the way, I had this breakfast burrito at breakfast, and then we went back, and I had it for dinner, like a different day.
Yeah. You did. You were so young. Yo, I got to get that again.
I'm not getting two eggs though, man. When shit hits the fan, you want your realest ones with you, and this is a real one.
I hear you. I will, knowing that that no matter what, we're gonna let fate decide. I'm gonna give breakfast burrito a chance here. So we will go to the American voting coin of 2004, as brought to you by random.org. Low seed gets to pick. That's gonna be Cody with the 12 seed. You got George Bush facing up. John Kerry's on the other side. Who you going with?
George is a sloppy mess, dude. John Kerry eats his eggs like I described, and it's
disgusting. He for sure does. God. For sure. All right, so we're going Bush?
Bush, baby.
All right, we're going to flip. That is John Kerry, right. The burrito boy John Kerry, as we all know him.
No one's ever called John Kerry the burrito boy, dude. He's never finished a breakfast burrito.
Cody, you want to know what I love about language is sometimes when you know you've said something for the first time, you're like, that these words have never been uttered. This is the first time that those three words have come together. And that makes me happy. You know, like that's what's great.
You did it.
All right. Breakfast burrito will be the Group B champion, and we'll move on to that final four. That is it for this episode, folks. Thank you all so much for listening to Friendly Competition Podcast. If you want to help out Chaboys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just go at Friendly Comp Pod. Send a message to George Bush and let him know that Nick has won a bunch of coin flips in a row, and just say thanks for Nick. The CIA won't, our Secret Service won't worry about that at all.
Yeah, no. They're not gonna talk to me about anything for sure. No. As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is gonna be it for us, folks. We got Group C coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena.
See you on the boat.